Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're uncorking the 5 most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending January 13th, 2018. I have no big changes for you this week, just a small rearrangement. It starts in 5th place where Imagine Dragons rebounds a slot with Thunder. Lead singer Dan Reynolds has a new documentary film on the way. Stay tuned. Imagine Dragons is back in the top 5 as Thunder recovers a slot to 5th place. It has risen as high as number 4. HBO Documentary Films has acquired the U.S. TV rights to lead singer Dan Reynolds' movie about the Mormon Church and how it treats its LGBTQ members. Titled Believer, the movie features 2 original songs. It premieres later this month at the Sundance Film Festival. Lil Pump leaves us this week while G-Eazy takes over 4th place with No Limit, featuring A$AP Rocky and Cardi B. The California rapper has also given us a film. You'll hear about it in a moment.
If I hit it one time, I'm a piper. If I hit it 2 times, then I like her. If I 3 times, I'm a wiper. It ain't safe for the black or the white girls. It ain't safe, it ain't safe. It ain't safe, it ain't safe. Tell your man pipe up, pipe up.
G-Eazy hits a new Hot 100 high as No Limit with A$AP Rocky and Cardi B rises a slot to 4th place. Last month, G-Eazy dropped his 4th studio album, The Beautiful and Damned, while also co-writing a short film about his life. The 24-minute film reflects the album's theme of duality. G-Eazy may have achieved his dream of stardom, but is it everything he thought it would be? Camila Cabello has realized her dream of solo stardom, and it begins in earnest this week. We'll take a closer look after Havana, featuring Young Thug.
Havana, na na. Hey. Half of my heart is in Havana, na na. Hey. Hey. He took me back to East Atlanta, na na na. All of my heart is in Havana. Hey. There's something about his manners. Uh-huh. Havana, na na.
Camila Cabello holds tight in 3rd place with Havana, featuring Young Thug. On January 12th, the former Fifth Harmony member releases her much-delayed debut solo album, Camila. Young Thug is the only guest artist on the standard edition, while a special edition of the album features a Havana remix featuring Daddy Yankee. Right now, Camila only has 2 confirmed concert dates on the way, a March 16th show in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and the following day in Santiago, Chile. Post Malone, on the other hand, has plenty of shows coming up without a new album to promote. We'll track him after Rockstar.
I've been popping, popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no, you show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata-ta-ta.
Post Malone and 21 Savage remain in 2nd place with their former champ Rockstar. Post is currently touring Australia and New Zealand, while April will find him in Southern California at the huge Coachella Festival. Post's next album has yet to appear, but this week you can see him on TV. He's a guest on the Ghost Adventures show, airing on the Travel Channel. Ed Sheeran and Beyoncé are as real as can be, and their combined star power rules the Hot 100 for a 4th week with Perfect. Does Ed have a food obsession? Stand by for more.
When I saw you in that dress, looking so beautiful, I don't deserve this. Darling, you look perfect.
Ed Sheeran and Beyoncé rack up a 4th week at number 1 with Perfect. Apparently, Ed has a bit of a food obsession. The London Sun reports that Ed loves tomato ketchup so much that he has an assistant carry a bottle wherever he goes. Ed's reportedly sick of high-end restaurants not carrying the popular condiment. Well, thanks for spicing up my countdown today. Let's do it again next week. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.